We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The lesson here, Alonzo. The lesson here is don't try to cram an entire bagel down your gullet like a pelican when there's 15 seconds left before the on-air button hits.
I don't know if I'd have went pelican, but, I mean, you are from Florida. I've never actually seen a pelican before. I think I may have seen one in a zoo once, maybe.
Never seen a pelican?
Well, I don't think they're native to South Carolina.
Yeah, they're all over Charleston.
Yeah, but
you're a beach guy. You're a big beach fan.
Yeah, I don't go where the rich people are, though. I can't afford it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate. Hello to you, and how do you do? Upstate South Carolina, great to be with you, America. Hola, world. I am Rob Brown, the Wizard of Wave, the Professor of Perfection, the Great One himself. Lonzo is on the other side of the glass. What's up, Zo?
I'll have fire effects later to the stream. You know,
because you're a wizard.
Because I'm a wizard.
I don't want to do it as loud as he does because he keeps losing his voice. So, you know.
Speaking of wizardry, how about the Boston Celtics last night? Just made Miami look silly. Here's a fun fact for you. Lonzo, 52% of the NBA games in the playoffs so far, 52% of them have ended in a point differential of 10 points or more. 52% of the NBA playoff games. Remember how good our opening series were? Remember how competitive they were? 50% of the NBA postseason series so far have been won by 10 points or more, but we're not done. 28% more than 1 in 4 NBA playoff games so far have been won by 20 points or more.
Which would make you think that there are, like, a bunch of sweeps happening. There's only one. Because one-sided victories like that usually means that one team's more talented than the other, and they're doing it to them every single game. But, like, in Boston, Miami, they're just taking turns.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it Miami beat the hell out of Boston game one? Boston beat the hell out of Miami game two. Miami beat the hell out of Boston game three. Boston, he beat the hell out of Miami game four.
Miami's in trouble, though.
Miami's in trouble.
Because they are injured.
Yeah, they're getting banged up. Well, hey, look, Marcus Smart was out last night, too, with a rolled ankle. Best defensive player in this series. So I bet the over on this one, which did hit. I don't know, man. I don't know. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It did not hit. I don't know what to make of this, right? Like, the NBA playoffs, look at that. By the way, look at that starting five, Lonzo. Lowry 3, Strus 0, Butler 6, Tucker 0, Adebayo 9. That's their starting five. I'm bad at math, Lonzo, but that's 18 points altogether.
Which would make you think it's fixed because those same guys killed it the game before.
Listen, you're not going to convince me that P.J. Tucker going 0 for 4, Max Strus going 0 for 6. Jimmy Buckets going, what was he, two for six? Like, you can't rig that. That's just a bad basketball game.
Wait.
They moved the basket up 6 inches or what?
You can't rig missing a shot? Yeah, you
can.
That
many?
If you're good enough to make that many, you're good enough to make it look like you couldn't make that many.
You think the players are doing it?
No, I think it's the new world order. I am not saying it's fixed. I'm just saying some people could think that, you know, for ratings, because this is the better series and you want to see that series keep going.
Do you want to see the series that each team keeps losing by 20 plus points? I mean, is that thrilling? There was nothing. Listen, you know, I'm an NBA guy. You know, I'm all in for the NBA playoffs, But that game wasn't interesting last night. It wasn't compelling. It was just watching Brick City over and over.
Well, every other game, I think at least I'm going to get half of this right. At least then, oh, great, Rob's going to get both his guys in there. And then at least I get half of this right. I get whoever wins the East, I'm rooting for them against what happens tonight. Because the sweep's going to happen tonight.
Get the brooms!
It is.
Get the brooms. Man, you thought about betting me on that too, didn't you? You thought about it.
Here's what I'm going to say. You know, that was just a bit. I never, for one moment.
Ever!
Because I would not be, you know, that guy who would fall for it again.
No, of course not.
Actually, I showed a little wisdom there. I was really close, though. I was very, very close. Just for show purposes.
For the fourth time in as many games in the East, one team blew out the other. 52% of NBA playoff games thus far have been won by 10 points or more. 28% of NBA playoff games so far have been won by 20 points or more. What is going on? Why?
I'm curious. How many people watch that game all the way through?
I did not.
You know, I tried, and it's like, you know what? No, I can't watch it anymore.
Yep. I lost interest. The Heat missed their first 14 shots on Monday night. Through the first 9 minutes of game action, by the way, Lonzo, through the first 9 minutes of game action, the Heat had 1 point. 1 point. That is the fewest number of points through the first 9 minutes of a playoff game this century, Lonzo. 22 years of basketball in the 2000s, the lowest point total through the first 9 minutes of a playoff game. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. It was not compelling. It was not good. And as I've said, it takes a lot for me to come in here and harp on the negative of a game. Right? Unless it's really bad. Because what I don't want to do is come in here and go, that game was not compelling, it was not entertaining, it was bad, it was boring, to the point that now nobody wants to tune in for game five. Right? We got a tied series. At the end of the day, if I'd have told you, though, that Heat Celtics was going to be tied at two games apiece through game four, we both would have been like, yo, good series, right? How is a series that is split two games apiece as unappealing in game five as this one is? I don't know, man. I don't need to watch a 24-point blowout every time these two teams get together, even if they are alternating blowouts. I don't know, man. Now, I'll tell you what. I got to give a lot of credit to the Celtics. Because with the exception of Victor Oladipo, who scored 13 of Miami's first 18 and 18 of their first 28 all off the bench on 5-for-7 shooting, Oladipo's teammates totaled 15 points on 18, 25, 33 through the first two quarters. I'm sorry to tell you that Victor Oladipo should not be your stud, man. He should not be your stud. The Celtics look better. They held them down. In game three, Miami scored 33 points off of 24 Boston turnovers. In the first half, Boston had 3 turnovers last night. But again, I'd like to say, oh, that's Boston. They fixed it. They're getting better. That means game number five is going to be a runaway Beantown win. But based on what I've seen in the series so far, I can't call that shot, right? I can't call that shot. There's every bit the same opportunity that Miami comes out in game number five, puts up 90 in the first half, and never looks back, like Boston did last night, and in game two, like Miami did in games one and three. What is going on in this NBA postseason? It started so uber competitive with lots of one-point games. And since then, it has been all downhill.
Yeah, what are the chances that all those guys that you were just talking about from Miami come out and do the same thing two games in a row? There's no way.
No. I would say the same as the chances that that Boston comes out and does the same thing, which in this postseason has not happened yet. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. It went from an incredibly entertaining NBA postseason to just oodles of blowouts. And I don't understand why. I don't get why. How is this happening? I would like to be able to point. Here's the thing. I like basketball. I know basketball. I'm good at basketball. I would like to point at what went wrong yesterday, but what went wrong yesterday, Lonzo, was Miami could not hit a shot. Boston minimized the mistakes they made in game three. But what I cannot tell you is why it has been such an incredibly inconsistent series from both Miami and Boston. Both of these teams have been wildly inconsistent from game one to two, two to three, three to four, four to five. We'll see. It has been the most inconsistent postseason. I'm trying to remember, like, you see blowouts happen in the postseason, right? You see teams run away with a couple of games here and there, especially if one team is dramatically different than the other. But this is the most bipolar series I can remember, right? If I showed you video of game one, you'd be like, oh, damn, Miami in five. If I showed you video of game two, you'd be like, oh, man, Boston in five. If I showed you video of game three, Miami in six. Game four, Boston in six. We'll see what happens for game five. We'll see what happens in game five. But I don't know, man. It's the most ridiculous. It's such a weird postseason, isn't it? You got a Warriors team taking on a Dallas team that beat the number one seed in Phoenix. Dallas handled the Phoenix Suns, right? I mean, handled the best team in basketball record-wise. On the flip side, Golden State felt like they had their hands full with the Memphis Grizzlies, ladies and gentlemen. The Grizz. Golden State felt like they had their hands full with the Grizz. Now, somebody pointed out the other day when you weren't here, Lonzo, that we forgot a couple of things. Number one, Klay had been banged up. And that was really his first series back with consistent action. And B, game one against Memphis was the first game back for Steph Curry from his foot injury. So Golden State took a couple of days to warm up. And once they warm up, they ran the last two games off. But they had their hands full with the Memphis Grizzlies. The Dallas Mavericks absolutely handled the number one seed and best overall team in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns. And now here we are. The very next series, and Golden State's about to complete the sweep. The team that struggled on Memphis is about to sweep the team that handled the best team in the NBA from start to finish of the regular season. These playoffs are weird, dude. But I'll say this, Lonzo. I'm here for it because chalk playoffs can be boring, and we certainly did not get chalk.
Yeah, if we got just sweep after sweep after sweep, where would the fun be in that? Why would you even watch? At least with one of the series going on right now, Miami and Boston, who's going to win this? Who knows?
I wish I could tell you, but I have nothing to go off of.
And whoever wins, will they be healthy enough to take on what will probably be Golden State?
I don't think it's a probably anymore, right?
Still got one more game to play. I'm holding on. I got a little bit of hope.
Golden State has 4-2-1. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be okay. But no, I can't. I have no. I do not know. I cannot. In fact, not only can I not break down game five, but I was texting back and forth last night with a couple of guys in the BetQL network of shows, right? Because I host the nationally syndicated Saturday show from 1 to 5 on the BetQL network that you can hear on WTPT3 HD radio right here in the Ville. And so I've kind of made friends with some of the other hosts that also, like I do, host nationally syndicated radio shows to talk sports gambling. And we ran a text thread with them last night while this game was going on. And as soon as it was over and the blowout was done, one of the guys says, "So, what are we throwing in on for game five?" And my answer was, "Nothing. I'm not touching it," right? I'm not touching it. I'm not touching the over-under. I'm not touching players. That's right, because I'd have been, if nothing else, Jimmy Buckets showed up in this series, right? If nothing else, Jimmy Butler has been a beast, right?
Not last night.
Till he put up last night a grand total of 6, right? The one bet that I would have been comfortable taking in game four was over for Jimmy Buckets, because that's all he does is hit the over. I'd have gone, "Yo, let me take the over. Let me take the over on Jimmy Butler. 6 points last night. What the hell? What? 6? Jimmy Butler is the best player between these two teams. Yes, he's better than Jason Tatum. Yes, he's better than Jaylen Brown. Yes, he's better than Marcus Smart. Jimmy Butler is the best player between these two teams. He put up 6 last night. BetQL host, what are we throwing down on in game five? And the answer for the majority of us was, "I ain't touching it. I want no part of it." You can play the pattern and take Miami and the cover. Take Miami, take the cover, take Jimmy Butler and the over and be fine. Or this series keeps doing what this series has done the whole time and just get more ridiculous. I don't know, man. We'll talk more about it later on in the show. Coming up on today's show, ladies and gentlemen, we are locked and loaded with stuff to get into. We've got the most recent update on the Deshaun Watson timeline. And his attorney has come out and put a couple of dates on when he thinks this thing might be done. And Deshaun might find out if he can get back onto the field this season or not. We talked yesterday for a while about the Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson situation. Major League Baseball has handed down its discipline. We'll talk about that. Dan Snyder finally did the one thing that he would not be allowed to do to maintain his job as an NFL owner. I'm going to tell you what that is here in just a minute. And a former Jacksonville Jaguar has been cleared to, a former Clemson Tiger, spoiler alert, has been cleared to return to practice for an NFL team. And I'm excited to tell you who that is, except for I just did that.
Well, it's like one of two people. So, I mean.
Yeah, and one of them hasn't been injured. So yeah, it's definitely one of one people.
I was trying to help.
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate it. Listen, I owe it when I blow something up, all right? I owe it to myself. I own it when I blow
it. It could have been a blow dryer incident or something. Oh, yeah. You know, you never know.
Nope. I'm just an idiot. Travis Etienne cleared to practice. What do we expect out of him next year? All that and more coming up. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. You are listening to the Rob Brown Show. You're listening to the Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kind of don't hate it.
Yeah, I only play it every once in a while because I don't want it to get banned.
I'm going to get banned.
You never know. Someone may go, that doesn't exactly fit the format, but you know. Sometimes you just need to dance in the studio, dance in your car, dance in your office, whatever.
Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Warriors, Mavericks tonight as we continue with the NBA discussion. Let me tell you how I know it's over, ladies and gentlemen. Lonzo has predicted the sweep. Now, it's not just that Lonzo has predicted the sweep, because a lot of people have predicted the sweep, but it's that Lonzo, in predicting the sweep, has predicted the sweep on behalf of, if not the, one of his least favorite NBA players. And Lonzo has predicted the sweep for one of his least favorite NBA players against one of his most favorite NBA players. And Lonzo, the king, ladies and gentlemen, of silver linings. All right? The ombudsman of optimism is Lonzo.
Wow. That was a good one.
I was working on that one for a minute. I'm like, I need a no word. I need a no word.
Yeah, and I'm not going to look it up because I've heard it before, but I have no idea how to spell it.
So, I don't even know if I used it correctly. It just started with an O. The ombudsman of optimism, Lonzo. The guy who searches through even the darkest of storms with tweezers and a microscope looking for the sliverest of silver linings. Not even Lonzo can find one in tonight's game. There is no way, ladies and gentlemen, that the Dallas Mavericks beat the Golden State Warriors tonight. There's no way it happens.
I have one correction on
Luka scores 70.
I have one correction on what you said. Even if he scores 70, it won't be enough, unfortunately. It's not just about the player, it's the whole team. Okay. So that is my least favorite team, possibly.
I was gonna say on which side, but I'm assuming the Warriors.
Almost in all of sports. I gotta go with Michigan number one. I gotta go with Clemson number two.
Okay.
And that would be number three.
So Zoe said third most despised athletic team in all of sports, ranking behind only Michigan and Clemson college athletics. Golden State checks in third, which is fair. Golden State is a team that I can completely understand why you would dislike them, right? Like, I understand why you would dislike Golden State.
Although, I was on a show yesterday where it was said that they are the most liked team.
No chance.
In the NBA. That's
no chance.
That's
scratch that. Time out.
That's on the show I was a show I was on yesterday, yes.
I will say they are the most liked
but
team.
But I played nice because, you know.
Respect. They are the most liked team in the National Basketball Association by bandwagon fans, right? They've been to 6 of the last 8 NBA finals. They are the most loved team in the NBA by bandwagon fans, right? I get, and don't get me wrong. I'm not pro Golden State, but I'm not anti Golden State either.
I get the people around here who love Golden State because of Curry. I get that because, you know, he's basically a local product. I completely get that. I don't agree with you, but I get it.
Texter says, fan, Ohio State is definitely the most disliked team in the world. Go Blue. By the way, you know where Steph Curry was born?
I used to know, but I blocked it out of my brain.
You shouldn't have. Akron, Ohio. He's one of you, Lonzo.
No.
O-H.
No, he's not.
I-O.
He's not.
O-H.
Did he live there?
I-O.
Did he live there?
I don't know. That's where he's from, though. How about Akron producing both
LeBron and Steph? Were like born like a couple miles away or something like that.
He was born in Akron, Ohio at Summa Akron City Hospital while his father was a member of the Cavs, but he grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
There you go.
Where his father spent most of his NBA career with the Hornets. Dell took him and Seth to his games where they shot around with the Hornets. Family relocated to Toronto when Dell finished out his career as a member of the Raptors. So there you go.
Shout out to the Michigan texter. By the way, they hate us both. So, I mean, just so you know that.
Anyway, look, I will be real with you. I don't get why people don't like Steph. I don't understand how Steph's not a likable guy. Lonzo, how is Steph not a likable guy to you? He's entertaining as hell. He's very good.
Well, there have been a lot of things that he's done, including chewing on that binky constantly to the point where and he threw it in the crowd. That's okay. Apparently, that's okay. It's okay to get mad and throw something that you've been chewing on for an entire game into the crowd. You know how unsanitary that is? And I bet he could do that in the height of COVID and no one would have said anything to him because he's Steph Curry. His wife has said some things that's caused some controversy. He's just annoying. He just is. I mean, you know, sometimes you work with or someone just walks into the room and you go, I just don't like that guy or girl. I just for no reason at all other than I don't see it, okay? Yeah, he might be the best shooter, pure shooter of all time, according to some.
Me.
But he gets away with things that other people get criticized for. The shimmy. How annoying is that?
It's not. I mean,
put a coat on or something if you're cold. It's annoying. It's arrogant is what it is. And you can back it up and stuff like that. You know, if I were on an NBA team, I would be a goon in the line of someone from the Detroit Pistons, and I would be the guy that would go out and stop the shimmy. And I would stop it. It would stop.
For the record.
I would be suspended, but I would stop it. No irreparable harm. Just a little bit of, hey, I'm here, stop it.
That shimmy is so beautifully Razor Ramon.
Oh,
it's so, come on.
Yeah, it might be a little bit Eddie. Maybe a little Eddie Guerrero.
Maybe a little Latino heat.
Maybe a little Eddie Guerrero. I got to tell you, even though I appreciate Eddie Guerrero now, the whole time he was doing that, the shimmy, I hated it. I didn't mind the cars. The cars were sweet, but, you know.
Loved it. I don't know, man.
Keegan says, I just tuned in and saw Rob shimmy. I'm going to turn it off now. Do you shimmy on stage?
No, I play guitar.
Yeah, but you can shimmy while you play guitar.
No. I don't do a ton of dancing on stage. I'm a power stance guitar player, you know? You get down real low and you power stance, riff it out.
Zach, I'm not gonna say that on the air, but I completely agree.
Oh God. Come to the stream, facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, or search The Rob Brown Show on YouTube. Join the stream, and you can leave us inappropriate comments during the show as well.
I cannot be the only one who dislikes Steph Curry. I will not believe that I'm the only one. There are people out there, people listening right now who don't like the guy.
Yeah, like three, I'm sure.
I mean, I can appreciate his skill on the court and not like the guy.
By the way, I just went back and I found the clip from the 2016 NBA Finals against Braun's Cavs where Steph got ejected and threw his mouthpiece. And I would just like to say, after watching that, and I'll post the clip here in a minute on my Twitter, at the Rob Brown Show. I would just like
to say. You're going to defend him. Are you actually going to defend that? You're going to defend that. You are.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. I'm going to defend it by saying this. At the time, Steph Curry was a star, no doubt about it, but he was not on the level of LeBron James. After a Clay free throw that LeBron came down with the rebound, right? Steph went in for a steal. LeBron avoided him. Steph went around LeBron. LeBron stepped back into Steph. I've got the video. I'll slow-mo it. Stepped back into Steph, clearly into Steph's position, and they called a foul on Steph Curry. Now, at this point, there's a touch over 4 minutes left. Golden State is down 12. They call a foul on Steph. I do not know if it was his foul or not, but Steph turned and gave the ref the riot act, and He deserved to because it was a garbage foul. It's a foul that if it is anybody but LeBron, they don't call it. But because it's Bron, they're protecting him.
There's something you don't get.
Steph then walks over. Oh, I'm not done defending Steph Curry.
All right.
Steph, after being called on a garbage foul, walks over to the Cavs bench and daps up everybody on the bench. He's like, yo, it's not about y'all. I respect y'all. I like y'all. It's that ref. He's garbage. Gives him the riot act, and then finally the official's like, oh, my feelings are hurt. You're out. You're gone. And that's when Steph gets a little, I will acknowledge, throwing the mouthpiece is a bit much, but the reaction wasn't.
Well, first of all, you could have had another malice in the palace over something like that. You throw something that was in your mouth and you hit someone in the face, you don't know how a crowd's going to react, especially a crowd that might have been, you know, imbibing a little bit. And the other thing, as far as what LeBron did, that's Akron Heat. You don't understand Akron Heat. It's a turf thing. It really is. It's a turf thing. That's between those two, and it's territorial, and you're just not going to get it. There's stuff like that in Florida. Jorge Masvidal knows about that. Ask him.
Well, that's South Beach Heat.
See?
South Beach ain't part of Florida. South Beach is its own thing.
Okay. But see, but you understand the comparison.
Listen.
So LeBron had to do that for the neighborhood. He had to do that.
Hey, Steph's from Akron.
Yeah, right.
Steph was born in Akron.
But not in the same neighborhood. And as someone from a place called the neighborhood, which is my neighborhood, I get it. You know, other neighborhoods, you just got to let them know you're there.
Represent your hood. By the way, I would like it on the record that immediately after that game, Steph Curry apologized for his behavior, which a lot of athletes would not do.
Wow, that makes it better.
No.
I'm sorry I hit you in the forehead, lady, with something that had been in my mouth for 3 hours.
Texter says,
please forgive me.
Who's more disliked, Steph or LeBron? Another texter said, Rob has made the full heel turn defending LeBron and shimmying. What is happening? Hey, machismo.
He was defending Steph, actually.
Hey, yo. Steph gets more hate than Steph deserves. You had to go to 2016 to find something to be mad about Steph. You were mad at a grudge that's 6 years old, Zoe. 6 years ago.
First of all, when you find a reason to not like someone, does that ever really go away? Especially in fandom, as far as sports goes, or even in entertainment, period. There are some people out there who absolutely hate me, and I'm good with that. And there's probably no good reason, but they hate me, and that's okay.
Not the great one.
I will tell you that Steph Curry doesn't care that I dislike him. He doesn't care. Good for him. But I can't be the only one that dislikes Steph Curry.
Zach says,
I am not on an island.
Zach says, Lil Zoe and the neighborhood boys with a Z. Miles Bridges, Trey says, Miles Bridges threw a mouthpiece at a fan when they were eliminated by Atlanta. He took ownership and apologized. He's a big piece of the Hornets' future. Sometimes people get caught up in the moment. Yeah. Again, Keegan says, they don't call him Sergeant Grudge. He's Colonel Grudge for a reason. That is a six-year-old grudge over something that nine other people have done since then. Look, I just
correct
went back.
Me if I'm wrong, Rob, but that might have been around the time where I had to wear the stinking dress. I'm just saying.
That's what it ultimately comes
down
to. It has nothing to do with thrown mouthpieces or shimmies or anything like that. If Luka shimmied after a three, Zoe would be in here talking about how it's the greatest move in the history of hoops.
No, Luka smiles and people get mad because they're looking for a reason, but Steph Curry can throw stuff into the crowd and it's okay.
6 years ago, buddy. 6 years ago. And he's made about 40,000 three-pointers since then.
So you're telling me that there's no player in the history of sports, which I know you can't tell me because there's a certain hockey player. I don't remember his name, but every time you say
Brad Marchand!
There we go.
Suck it, Brad!
There we go.
You're a garbage person.
There we go.
Brad sucks.
At least I talk with a smile. He gets angry when you even mention the guy's name.
Enjoy the playoffs from your couch, Brad. Go freaking Canes. Enjoy the T-Box, Brad. Go Canes. Brett sucks. Texas says Luka did shimmy in game three. Hey. All right, we got to take a break. Steph Curry's awesome. Lonzo's mad that he had to wear a floral dress. That's all it comes down to. Texas says Brad believes in chemtrails. Probably because he's an idiot, Brad. You suck, Brad. Enjoy your couch, Brad. Brad's the worst. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate. See, I'm not kidding, Lonzo. I'm just an idiot.
No, no. Here's the thing, because I am in such a professional that here is the thing that I've heard about myself more from anybody, never to me, but about me, is that I'm really hard to read. Yeah. You know what a good straight man does? He doesn't crack. He can get through that, and you can't tell if he believes what he's saying or not. By the way, I would never say anything I didn't believe. But a good straight man would say
Lonzo
that.
Lonzo said earlier he would rather hang out with Tom Brady than Steph Curry.
Oh, that was genuine. That was genuine. Let's be accurate with what I said. I would rather spend a day with Tom Brady than 1 minute with Steph Curry.
Two texts about that. One says, I don't see how anyone can not like Steph. He plays with such joy. He is also a genuinely nice guy. Look up all the things he does for kids. Also, look up everything players say about him. They call him an unselfish superstar. Hell, even Patrick Beverly loves him, and Patrick Beverly hates everyone.
There's some really bad people who do good things in the community. That doesn't make you a good guy. And as far as other players saying that they like you, it's because they want to play with you. They want to play on a team that's in the championship, what'd you say, 8 of the last 10 years or something like that? Of course they're going to be nice to the guy.
Texter says, I saw Steph at a Bobcats game right before he went pro, and he was super nice to all the fans, signed autographs, and hugged so much of the staff he knew from growing up in that arena. Super good dude. I'd like it on the record.
Yeah, and Hulk Hogan really, you know, took his vitamins and said his prayers.
Hulk Hogan sucks.
It's all entertainment, people. You believe what you want. I mean, you can like the guy, that's fine. But that guy made me wear a dress. I'm never
letting it go.
Ever going to let that go.
All you had to do was not bet against Steph Curry. That's it.
It wasn't a bet against Steph. It was a bet for LeBron. And it wasn't LeBron's fault they lost. It was, you know, the rest of the team.
Never LeBron's fault.
Well, in this case, it was with Cleveland, and there was no.
You have got me so up in it to try and defend Steph that you are making me knock LeBron in order to do so. And I'm not comfortable with that, Lonzo.
You're welcome.
I'm not okay with that.
You're welcome.
Hey, quick question.
Uh-oh.
As we turn left hand here. No, I'm dead serious about this. Left hand turn.
I would never turn left.
Next week, the SEC Media Days are taking place down in Destin, Florida, yeah? Do I go talk to the boss and see if he'll let me broadcast live from Destin next week? I don't have to. He doesn't have to really even pay for anything. I live there. I got people. I can stay there for free. I can just be there. Do I go talk to the boss and ask him to broadcast live from SEC Media Days in Destin next week to see if I can get Nick and Jimbo together on the radio show and like broker a peace accord? Like, can I see if the boss will let me go down to Destin in order to be the couples counselor for Nick and Jimbo?
I've often thought of you as the guy who would bring about world peace.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Why not do that?
I am definitely not the person who fights just for the sake of fighting because it's funny to me. I'm just saying, if I could get Jimbo to sit on one side of this table and Nick to sit on the other, right? And I would bring the talking football, you know? Like in couples counseling, like who only the person who has the football can talk. Like I can ask questions, but only the person with the football can talk. And I would give it to Jimbo first. I'd be like, hey, Jim, coach, you do know that Nick didn't accuse you of breaking any rules, right? What's your response? And then I'd hand the football to Nick and be like, Nick, you do know that you're not going to win everything every time, right, Nick? Right, coach? And we would just pass the talking football back and forth. I feel like I could broker a peace resolution between Nick and Jimbo if I'm down in Destin next week. You know, I got home court advantage. I'm from there. I'm comfortable in my surroundings. I can be like, coach, let's head on over to the Raven Golf Course. You know, one of you rides in my cart the front nine. One of you rides in my cart on the back nine. We'll hit 18 together. And then we'll see if we can we can talk this thing out, right?
Wow. That's an amazing idea. I think you should go down and ask.
Yeah. The offer's on the tip. By the way,
it's not going to cost the company any money because you got a place to stay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
And we know that we can take the show mobile.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not?
I would just like to say to the Southeastern Conference, to Greg Sankey, to Nick and Jimbo, I am available. I do not mean mean to be intrusive, but I am happy to come down and to broker a peace accord amongst the Southeastern Conference, amongst Jimbo and Nick. Jimbo, he didn't accuse you of anything illegal. By the way, like this whole thing's kind of a joke, but also it's really not, right? If I'm Greg, I'm on the phone the next day, I'm like, yo, Jimbo, he did not accuse you of cheating. And hey, Nick, you can't win everything, dog. You can't win it everything every time. Maybe pull it down a notch or seven. What do you say? Let me go from there. Anyway, SEC Media Weeks is in Destin next week. I'll be interested to see if we get any stories out of that.
Do you really believe there will be, though?
No, not at all.
I mean, there's not going to be a shaking of hands. The SEC has already kind of reprimanded them or did reprimand them, so they're going to keep them separate.
Yeah. Yeah, I suspect they will not be paired up in the coaches' golf tournament on Thursday. Greg's going to walk in and be like, Nick, Jimbo, no.
I'm just picturing, you know, Saban being driven in the golf cart because he wouldn't be driving it himself. And then suddenly out of the corner, you see this erratic driving golf cart coming. And
Jimbo just dukes a hazarding it around hazards. Nick! See, now let me tell y'all something. It is absolutely despicable that Nick Saban would accuse me of kicking my ball out of the rough. All right? It is absolutely despicable that narcissist would accuse me of cheating on this golf course. I'd be like, yo, Coach Saban plays tomorrow. He ain't even out here yet, Jimbo. That's despicable. Let me tell you something. All right, I believe we have to take a break. I could be wrong. Let's take a break. I know we were having a lot of fun with this discussion, but I have to ruin it by going to break. So we'll do that now. We'll come back in a minute. We got some more NBA playoff discussions, some NHL playoff to go to. What do I expect out of Travis Etienne? And what do the Panthers need to do to accomplish a winning season this year? All that and more coming up on the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.